It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter with you again here.
Shnankies. What's up, man?
As always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson. We'll hear a word from Gilson Cycle here at the end of all this, but let's get to it. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid opinion, and you just got to deal with it. That's all you got to do.
Yesterday's about shaving your balls or something.
I don't know how we got into it. We got into a very deep talk on the things you can do with your testicles. That's all it was.
Right.
I'm going to be honest. I have not read through any of these. Let's see. There's a thing about share now. Bluetooth.
Share hot.
There's proposals made. I think Share's hot. I mean, let's be honest, though. You know me. I'll pretty much bang anything. But
anything.
I mean, she's still keeping it together. Yeah.
She's kind of scary looking to me.
Do you believe in love after love?
Like if I turned a corner and ran into her. Ah, whoa!
Back in the day. Well, because she's had a lot of work done. Like a woman her age shouldn't look that smooth. You know what I mean? So I think that's what throws you off. But dude, Cher back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s. Damn, dude. Hell yeah.
I'll agree with you on that for sure.
Okay. So, I mean, we could go on. Nah, we won't worry about Cher. Let's see. How about Pogs? You want to talk about Pogs?
Yeah. I'll throw some Pogs.
Pogs got their name from a Hawaiian brand of juice called Pog Juice, where Pog stood for pineapple orange guava. What?
Wow.
That's
pineapple
random.
Pineapple orange guava.
That's random as fuck, dude. I mean, that drink sounds delicious, but why would you name Pogs after that? It has nothing to do with juice.
Maybe the guy just loved to drink while he was...
While he's
betting his game.
Maybe the pineapple orange guava Pog drink was there fueling his late nights when he was trying to figure out how to make the most amazing game ever. Dude, Pogs was the shit. God, I loved Pogs.
Or how about this? Maybe the juice box from the juice Pog was made of cardboard and he made his first Pog.
He had a bunch laying. Dude, you might be onto something.
You know, he made his first Pog out of the cardboard from the side of the juice box and it said Pog on it. And he was like, hey, Pogs.
That could be, man. I don't know.
Sounds legit.
Yeah. I'm looking up Pogs right now. Dude, Pogs were so awesome. Originally they were called Milk Caps. That's the real name for them.
Milk Caps?
Milk Caps.
So that was like, what grade were we in? I was in like, second, third grade?
It started in, let's see, I'm trying to think.
From what I remember,
it just said
school,
the mid 90s. It says during the early to mid 90s,
which would have been like second, third grade for me.
Now here,
I remember sitting in class and dude, we'd bust out those tubes, man.
Yeah,
I could only get mine like half full.
Yeah,
like I could never fill my tube. I don't know because you'd trade and. You know, I had a bunch of slammers, but that's what you wanted.
Well, slammers were the shit. The slammers were the coolest ones. I had one that looked like a saw blade. It looked like a circular saw blade.
Too.
Dude, so awesome.
Sick.
I mean, granted, that could put someone's eye out. I mean, it was not safe whatsoever. That'd go ricochet off the ground and, you know, hit your buddy Timmy in the eye.
Were the slammers plastic?
The one I had was metal. I'm almost positive.
I was thinking metal, too. Metal or plastic?
Yeah. Pog slammers.
Dude. And how'd you even play the game? So you'd stack them and like take your pogs.
It was kind of like jacks, right? So you had or marbles in a sense, where because you would get other people's pogs, you'd slam it, and then I believe if it went out of the circle, then you got to keep it. Right? Is that
right?
I think that's how it worked.
Yeah. So you'd stack them up, and then you'd use your slammer to slam the top one, and boom, they'd all explode. And what's something like if it flipped over or something? I can't remember.
I'm looking at these. I looked up slammers. There's this one. It's from 1994, brass, and it's got a picture of OJ, and it's called OJ in the Slammer.
Yes. That's funny.
Dude, fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like the eight ball one. I had the eight ball one, too.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the eight ball one. You know what Pogs became, though? Like, we stopped playing the actual game, and we just started trading Pogs.
That's, it was. I don't think there, I vaguely remember actually playing it. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was
just everybody's trying to get that sweet ass slammer, dude. And you'd trade like half your tube of Pogs to get one slammer that you really liked, you know, and then you have to re-up on the old.
This is taking me back, man, just looking at these photos. Like, and some that I remember. Like, there's this one Pog that's got like almost looks very Ed Hardy-ish. And it's got a snake wrapped around a skull. Oh man.
I remember that one too.
Oh man.
For sure. Wasn't the snake going through like the eyeball of the skull?
Something like that. Yeah. It might be. It's hard to kind of see. It's a small photo, but
you know, it'd be an interesting experiment. So you take kids nowadays second, third grade kids when we were, because that's what we were playing with, second, third grade. So you take them nowadays, and they don't know what Pogs are at all. And you hand them the game, and you just watch them play
and
with
see what they do.
Do you think they're going to be like, this is fucking stupid. This is the stupidest thing I've ever held in my hand. Like, from what they're doing now, like the technology and the iPads and what they're playing now, like, do you think they would pick up a game of Pogs and be like, really? This is what you guys played with?
I don't know, man. Maybe they'd like it. If I ever have kids, you better believe they're getting Pogs for Christmas if you can find them.
Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Brock.
Yeah, this sucks, man.
Thanks, Brock.
Where do you plug?
Know, or like trading cards. Are they trading cards anymore? Is that a thing?
I think Pokemon so. Is still pretty big when it comes to card trading. But, you know, we had, we didn't have all the technology. I mean, we had Game Boys and a few other handheld games, you know, like the old handheld arcade games and everything, but it wasn't as big. This was much bigger, you know?
Yeah. It's wild, man. The 90s were...
I wish it was still around, because you better believe we'd have a Plan B morning show Pog and a slammer. Dude, it's so awesome.
Hell yeah.
We should just make them. Get them made? Well, I was going to tell you, excuse me, I was looking up, so... It actually, the game of milk caps possibly originated in Maui, Hawaii during the 20s and 30s.
Wow.
So it goes pretty, the history of it.
So milk caps, obviously they were using milk caps to play this game then.
Yeah, so the players each can contribute an equal number of milk caps or pogs stacked with the pieces face down. That's what it was. And then if it flipped over, then you got to keep it. That's how it worked, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Intense, bro.
Yep.
Intense.
Yeah.
What other games were around back then? That was pretty. Pogs. God, what else did we play? Remember the Skip It? Did you ever play with
Skip It? Oh, yes. Yeah. More like break your ankle because you couldn't do it well. Dude, that thing.
Right on the quarter bone there.
Oh, God. 90s.
How about this?
Kids games.
Did you ever play Foursquare?
Oh, yeah. Dude, for sure. Dude, the rules.
Was the shit.
You know, don't tell us we weren't creative, because some of the rules that we would make up with Foursquare was insane.
Cherry bomb.
Yeah.
Lemon drop.
No corners, double taps for points. It's like, Jesus Christ. Like, and then you're trying to remember, like, no. That hit the inside part line, you know? Like, yeah, no halves, whatever it was. No throwbacks. God, man. Like, all the rules of that was just insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have indoor recess?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes.
Nobody liked indoor. So.
But here's the thing, though. Also, dude, they didn't care. They kept us indoor more times, like, just for rain. But, like, if it was snowing, they're like, fuck it, go outside. You're fine. Unless it was, like, lightning
smack
out.
Your noggin.
Yeah, because it was just more work for the teachers to keep us inside. Like, you'll be fine. You can dry off. You're all right. God. But the shitty part was you spent half your time getting all your winter gear on, and then recess was half over by the time you got
out. It's already over.
Man. Oh, man.
So true.
How did you get your time?
Never have that feeling. Right. I miss that feeling. Just that innocent young, like, that was the shit, dude. That going out for recess, just that feeling of like, yes.
Yep.
You had a crush on a girl that you would never talk to, you know, and you just, I'm going to marry her someday. I miss those feelings, man. You know?
Yeah.
Life sucks after you live it up for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, you start remembering all the good stuff. Of course, we probably do romanticize it a little bit, but it's all right. It's fun to think back. Well, shit, now I want to play some Pogs, man.
I do.
Let's
look them up. Do you have them on Amazon?
You can buy them. I don't think on Amazon, but I think eBay might have some. I'm going to look it up. Yeah. Hold on real quick. Amazon, and then if we can, then we'll go buy some Pogs.
I'll whip your ass in some Pogs.
I'll put backspin on my slammer. You're fucked.
We got a Pro V1.
Pog Retro Caps 2 Player Starter Set. Game includes 30 Pogs and 2 Slammers, $11.50.
Boom! Dude, I'm just going to get it just to bust it out randomly in front of people. What the fuck is
here
that?
Here you go. Yeah. Pog Milk Cap and Slammer Game, 206 pieces, $19.
Dude, What are we doing?
Dude, when we can finally get together, have some drinks, and slam some pogs, dude.
Oh, my God. You know how much ass we could get, dude, if we weren't married, but.
No, our wives are going to look at us like, you fucking children. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're children. Anyway.
Hey, Brock, did you bring your ball in a cup? It's a ball and a cup.
It's on a string. It's a ball and a cup on a string. All right. Well, go have some fun and play some pogs, and that's going to do it for us here. Thank you so much for hanging out, and we'll see you next time on the Plan B After Show podcast with another fact and opinion, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.